This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. This next story is one of those cases where the headline economic numbers don't always capture the economic reality on the ground. Though unemployment is at a near 50-year low, work for many Americans is getting more precarious and more temporary. According to economists at Princeton and Harvard, most of the new jobs created in the last decade or so were what's called alternative work, as in on-call, contract, freelance, or temp. At many companies, those workers are baked into the business model. That includes car companies, which once offered some of the more stable, well-paying jobs out there. As part of our Divided Decade project on the economic changes since the Great Recession, Marketplace's Scott Tong traveled to a Nissan plant in Canton, Mississippi.
Every day at this Nissan plant, more than 6,000 workers take a sheet of steel and stamp it, paint it, weld it, and assemble it into a finished car. Most wear the company-issued red-top gray pants. But the pay is not uniform. Permanent technicians make $25 an hour, and others make as little as $13, and they're temps. Nissan line worker Eric Hearn is a former temp himself.
They're making it be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's some people out there got 7, 8 years on and still on the temp status.
He's just off night shift, sipping coffee outside at a gas station. Hearn says when he was a temp, he thought about this.
I believe in equal pay. I'm right there beside, working right there beside a legacy worker on the line. I'm doing the same identical job as he or she doing.
But several workers told us about a 15-point employee rating system based on performance, attendance, and attitude.
It depends on your score.
Nissan line worker Antonio Ivy is another former temp.
If you don't score high to that criteria, you'll end up 2, 3, 4 years before you become permanent.
Is that common?
Yeah, it's common. Yeah, it's common.
Common across the auto sector, says Susan Hausman at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research in Michigan.
The auto industry has been known for quite a while to be a pretty heavy user of temporary services. It would not be unusual for 20 to even 30% of the production line to be temps.
She says automakers lean on temps for a couple reasons. One, they're cheaper. And two, they're a business cycle shock absorber, coming and going depending on how sales go. Every entry-level factory worker here goes through a Nissan-approved staffing firm. MineAct Incorporated is one of them. Vice President Jacqueline Beasley.
Our hiring activity is driven by the needs of Nissan. They will give us a job order to say we need to bring in, just hypothetically, 10 additional technicians.
A decade ago, when the Great Recession hit, Beasley says this plant cut hundreds of contract positions. Officially, Nissan did not lay off a single Nissan worker. Effectively, it outsourced the hiring and outsourced the layoffs. None of the Nissan temps we spoke to would go on tape. They feared managers would retaliate. Nissan denies that would happen. It declined to share specifics on how many temps it has or how they get promoted. Rodney Francis is HR director at the Canton, Mississippi plant.
It's pretty standard and common practice to utilize contract workers. And quite honestly, not limited to the automotive industry.
It's not Nissan's plan, he says, to keep temps long term. They can go permanent if they earn it.
There's a lot of people that think they can do it. And then when they actually get out there on the shop floor to actually do the work, some of them find that this isn't for them or they have to get better or continue to try to get better, get feedback so that they're eligible.
He says every job at this plant pays well for the area. Now, the concept of temps is not new. In the 1940s, the entrepreneur William Kelly in Detroit began supplying short-term so-called Kelly girls to companies needing help.
They were historically used just for short periods of time.
Brandeis University labor economist David Weil. But this past generation...
businesses increasingly have decided to use that kind of employment relationship to do ongoing work.
In other words, permatemps. In the Great Recession, companies relied heavily on temps. And then when things recovered, something surprised Weil. Firms stayed with them.
A lot of these businesses, I think, started to say, hey, this is pretty cool. I've shedded a lot of the headaches of employment.
To him, norms are changing. The social contract between employer and worker is coming apart. Many auto workers in Mississippi echo that. They assume temp means temporary until I get promoted. but maybe not. Again, Nissan technician Eric Hearn, the former temp.
Some of these folks traveling 100, 200 miles a day for $14 an hour. That's ridiculous.
The question in his mind is not whether it's a good salary for Mississippi. It's whether workers share in the company's prosperity. In Canton, Mississippi, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.